This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Millennials and digital natives aren't huge fans of corresponding over the phone. We're more likely to text, for instance, even when we're corresponding with the people we love. Gizmodo Associate Editor Leslie Horn's father died unexpectedly over the summer. She didn't really get to say goodbye. And then one day, after the funeral, she rediscovered his voicemails. She wrote something about it for the website. Leslie Horn, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
I think one of the most important parts of becoming an adult is realizing all the things that your parents were right about.
Yeah, you know, I have learned my mom is often right. And we had always had this argument about voicemail. I would call her. She would say, "Did you get my message?" I would say, "No, I just called you back." She would say, "Well, I left you a message. Could you listen to it?"
Yes, I've had this exact conversation. Yes.
Everyone has had this conversation with their parents.
Right.
And it was just this thing that I had figured, okay, I'm just going to be frustrated with her.
But your opinion has now changed
because
of something that happened. Tell me.
In July, my father passed away unexpectedly. And a little background on him was that he never met a stranger. He was a very friendly guy. And he would remember people's birthdays and call people. And he would sing them happy birthday. And so when he died, people started telling me, "Oh, your dad called me on my birthday just last week. I have this message." I found these voicemails, and it was amazing hearing my dad's voice.
So would you mind maybe playing one of these voicemails for us?
So I actually didn't think I had any voicemails from my dad. And thank you, Apple. I looked in my deleted folder, and I had this. Just a random Saturday, he called me.
"Hi, Ashley. I hope you retrieve the call because I have something very important to tell you. I love you. I love you. And I hope you're having a great day."
How did you feel when you, discovered these voicemails?
I mean, I can see myself finding that message because I stopped and I sort of grabbed my heart and just, I don't know. I mean, hearing someone's voice, it's like they're there. They're not there, but it makes you feel like they're there.
It seemed reading your piece that this had really changed the way that you thought about voicemail.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, we get so opinionated on to one side or another about these technologies. And I think the good outweighs the bad. And, you know, one thing that happened after this article was published was people are in the comments saying a lot of really cool things. And someone said, "You know, sometimes technology is not that cold."
Leslie Horn is an associate editor for Gizmodo. Leslie, thank you very much.
Thank you.